Hello, Alan Wilton.
Hello, Kimmy. How are you getting along?
Oh, great, thank you. And it's nice to hear your voice. It's nice to hear your voice. It's been a little while.
Yeah, the football competition closed up there, and we're starting to move into the summer. But for everybody, things don't stop. We just keep moving on and planning for next year.
But wanted to talk about some news from Group 16 recently with the stepping down of the coach, Scott Barton, from the Bega Roosters.
Yeah, look, Scotty's had a couple of seasons with the Bega Roosters and did a great job, and he's a very dedicated bloke, Scotty, and his time's moved on now, and now the Roosters have announced the signing of a very good signing of a new coach next year in Cameron Basola. Cameron's coming down to the Bega Roosters from the nearby group, strong Group 7 competition. He played up there with the Kiama and Warilla clubs. He was part of the Kiama Premiership winning team in 2018. He won that Mick Cronin Best and Fairest medal for Group 7 in the same year. And he also represented the New South Wales Country Under-23s in 2020 and the Senior New South Wales Country Open team last this year. So we're certainly a good signing for the Bega Roosters, and being a halfback, one of the most important positions on the field. It appears that they've made a great signing.
Well, he sounds like he comes with a lot of experience and also a lot of success already, Alan.
Yeah, he does, and he's still quite young. He's still 24 years of age, so he's put a few miles on the board for a young fellow. And he appears a great young bloke to speak to, and very dedicated and wants to be successful.
Well, the Bega Roosters were playing well, weren't they, up until, of course, we had to finish Group 16 for the year. So bringing Cameron in will probably lift them even more.
Oh, it should. And that does too. When you bring a new coach in from out of town, usually creates a lot of interest and a lot of talk. And I think it's a very good move for the Bega Roosters club.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, Scott Barton, well done on the great job he did, and welcome Cameron Vizzola to the Bega Roosters. That's terrific. Now, another young fellow from the Bega Roosters, he's only 17. You've got some news about a young chap by the name of Matt Wheatley, Alan.
Yeah, it's good news for another young guy, Matt Wheatley, also from the Bega Roosters. He played for New South Wales Country Under-18s this year, and he's been selected by the Canberra Raiders to go up to Canberra and start training for their SG Ball squad for next season, 2022. As I said, it caps off a great year for young Matt. He's a good young fellow, a good young player, and we wish him every success, and I'm sure he'll go very well in his trials.
Yeah, good on you, Matt. And what about the girls? You got some news about Group 16 girls.
Yes, look, with the expansion and the fast development of the women's tackle form of rugby league, Group 16 are presently exploring the option of entering a women's team in the established Canberra competition. So we've got any players out there in the local area that would like to be part of the tackle team in that competition, just please contact your local club or go on the Group 16 Facebook site and you'll find out all the particulars. It's a great way of going that next step and expanding the tackle game and making games available for our local girls, because we do have a lot of ladies and young girls here that are interested in that tackle form of the game. So that's very important for the future of the tackle game.
And you might end up like a Millie Boyle or a Kezie Apps.
Yeah, well, we could only wish, because two great players, those two ladies, and there could be one just around the corner.
Absolutely. And you've got an AGM coming up soon too.
Yeah, look, rugby league, the administration of rugby league doesn't stop. We've just finished one very exciting season. Unfortunately, the COVID cut us three weekends short from a great competition this year, but we have our Group 16 AGM this Sunday at Bega, where we start to commence plans for next season and elect the board of directors to administer the game for the next 12 months. So that's coming up this Sunday at Bega, and rugby league just keeps rolling on from one month to the other.
And where will that meeting happen?
That's down at the Bega Showground Pavilion, starting at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and all the COVID regulations are, apply to attendance at that meeting.
No worries, Alan. Well, thank you for the catch-up on Group 16. Always great to have a chat, mate.
Yeah, same with you, Kimmy. You come have a great weekend.